The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. First chapter, text number 24 and 25. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on July 20th, 1973, in London, England.
Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharata, being thus addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all other chieftains of the world, Hrishikesha, the Lord, said, Just behold, Partha, all the Kurus who are assembled here.
Sanjaya Upasa. Actually, Sanjaya, the secretary of Dhritarashtra, he is releasing the activities in the battlefield. Dhritarashtra is blind. How in the battlefield the fighting was going on, Sanjaya was observing, either by television or a similar method. Otherwise, how he could explain things are going on in the battlefield, in the room? This Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya explained all activities in the battlefield to Dhritarashtra within the room. So, there must have been something like television, or higher than the television, he was seeing within himself everything. So scientific improvement is coming, but still on the material platform. Material means gross material and subtle material. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khang mano buddhiri yocha ahankara iti me prakriti bhinna asudha. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. These five elements are gross material. Everyone can see gross. We can see earth, we can see water, we can see fire, air, or we can perceive the sky also. But there are subtle matter also. Mind, intelligence, we cannot see the mind. We cannot see intelligence. I understand that you have got intelligence. Or everyone knows we have got mind, but we cannot see. This is subtle. There also matter. Subtle matter. So, the television is a machine made of gross matter. But there is possibility of making another machine of subtle matter. There is possibility. Because matter, they are also matter. That subtle matter machine is not yet discovered. But here we can see the subtle matter discovery was there. Otherwise, how Sanjaya could see the activities in the battlefield? This is to be understood. They are very much proud of material advancement of science, but is still there to make advancement, subtle matter. And above that subtle matter, within that subtle matter, there is spiritual identity. Indriyani pararahu, indriva paramana, manasastu para, buddhi. First of all, we can see a person. A person we see, what we see? The senses. But we cannot see the director of the senses. The director of the senses is the mind. And the director of the mind is intelligence. And the owner of the intelligence is the soul. This is understood. The soul is there. Whose intelligence? As soon as we shall say intelligence, whose intelligence? That is the soul's intelligence. Where from the intelligence is coming? From Paramatma, Rishikesha. Therefore this word is used here, Rishikesha. The intelligence will come from Paramatma. Otherwise, we cannot act. Just like a child has got intelligence, but it is guided by the parent's intelligence. My dear son, do like this. And he doesn't. Similarly, we have got all this mind, intelligence, everything, but that is being guided by the super intelligence, Krishna. Therefore he is called Rishikesha. Once you have explained Rishikesha, so we have to reach that platform where we can talk with Rishikesha. That is the spiritual platform. That is possible. The more you become purified, you can talk with Rishikesha, who is within yourself. He is not outside. Although he is Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is always in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. But because he is Krishna, he can remain with you also at the same time, simultaneously. This is Krishna. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatm bhuta. Goloka nam nijadham nitale chatasya devi mahesa haridhamsu tesu tesu. Tete prabhava nichaya vihitasya jena govindamadi purisam tamaham. It is proposed our Mayapur temple will be on this plan. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale chatas. The highest planetary system, spiritual, that is spiritual planet, that is named Goloka nam, Goloka Vrindavan. We have given that picture in the Bhagavad cover, perhaps you know. The topmost original planet is the Goloka. Goloka namni nijadhamni. That is the abode of Krishna, Krishna dham. Krishna dham. People are searching after God. But they actually, there is the planet where God lives, Krishna lives. But you have got your machine, aeroplane, Sputnik. You can reach there, but you cannot reach even the highest planet, even on this material planet, material universe. The highest, everyone see, we see the stars or planets. Now you have got the machine, you go there. No, you cannot go. You are so limited. Even you cannot go to the moon planet, which is so nearest. You cannot go. But still we are proud of our these airplanes, Sputniks. We are thinking, now we have become God. These rascals, they do not know what is God. They are all rascals. They have no idea what is God. Therefore, they have accepted another rascal as God. This is going on. You cannot reach panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamya vayo rathapi manasu munipungavara sappasthi japrapadasina avichintatar. Shastra gives you, just like your material science also gives you information that there is one planet, highest planet, and one can go there by Sputnik in 40,000s of years. Now he is going to live 40,000 years to reach there. But they have got theoretically all these things. The highest planet, material, that is not spiritual. So, after finishing this material world, there is covering of the universe, stock matter, mahatattva, where from all this material coming, there is stock. So, you have to penetrate through that stock material. And each layer of stock is 10 times more than the other. So you have to pierce through the stock, material stock, then you reach the spiritual world. And the spiritual world, there are many, many means 3 times more than these universes. This universe, this material universe, is only 1/4 manifestation of Krishna's creation. Ekaṁsena-sthito-jagat. When Arjuna inquired from Krishna, so, could you kindly explain little of your opulence? Yes. So he said, I am this, out of this, I am this. So he summarized, atabhāva-hunaitena-kiṁyātena-tabārjana-viṣṭabhya-aham-idam-sarvam-ekāṁsena-sthito-jagat. Ekāṁsena. You are seeing this universe. This universe only a fragment of the material creation. A fragment. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu informed us. One of his devotees requested Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, my dear Lord, you have come personally, you kindly take all the living entities to the spiritual world, be kind enough upon them. And if you think that they are so sinful they cannot be taken, then transfer all their sins unto me, you take. You take. So, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu began to smile that even if I take the all the living entities of the universe. But do you know, this universe is only one fragmental part of other, all other universes. There are many other universes. And he compared that in a bag, where a bag full of mustard seeds, just imagine, a big bag and mustard seeds. And this universe is just like one mustard seed. There are so many universes. So many universes. And it is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasya prabhaprabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna. Jagadanna means this universe. Brahmanda, jagadanna. Koti. Anywhere. Jagadanna koti. Jasya prabhaprabhavato jagadanna koti. Koti su asresa. Vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. And each universe, there are innumerable planets, and each planet is different from other. This is God's creation. And these rascals are manufacturing God. And there is another description also. jashaika nishashita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. This Jagadanda, the universe. And there, in each universe, there is a controller of the universe, Brahma. He is called Jagadandanatha, master of this universe. Because it is controlled by Brahma, therefore each universe is called Brahmanda. It is controlled by Brahma. So, in the Brahma Sanghita we get information, Jagadandanatha, plural number. There are many, many thousands, not only one Brahma. Many millions of Brahma, many millions of Shiva, many millions of Vishnu, many millions of sun, many, because there are many millions of universes. Not just the man. This is material creation. And that material creation, Krishna says, ekaṃsi nasthito jagat. Taking all the material universes, it is only 1/4 creation of the law. And the 3/4 creation is the spiritual world. Just imagine what is spiritual. And in that spiritual, the topmost planet is Goloka. So, you cannot go even the moon planet, how you can go to that spiritual planet penetrating the material coverings, coming to the spiritual effulgence, Brahma, and after all these universes, then therefore it is said, panthastu koti satavastra sampragamya, koti satavastra, millions of years. If you go with your Sputnik, with full force, kanthastu koti satavastra, not this Sputnik, but make your plans, of mind speed. This is material speed. What is this speed? Few thousands, 20,000, 50,000. But do you know mind speed? You are sitting here, and immediately within a second you can go to India. This is mind speed. Immediately. So, panthastu koti satavastra sampragamma vayurathapi. By the air speed or mind speed. Vayurathapi manasu munipungava. And driven by great scientist munipungava. Pungava means very expert. Narapungava. So, big scientists, expert scientists, if they can discover airplane which is running on mind speed or air speed, they cannot go by the air speed. They fly on the air, but not with the air speed. So in this way, still, avichinta tatte, after going many millions of years in that speed, still he'll find, oh, Goloka Vrindavan is far, far. This is the position. So, that Krishna, and we are explaining what is Krishna. Don't consider Krishna is ordinary human being. Abhajananti māga mūrha manasim tanumāsita. Because he kindly appears before us, just like ordinary human being. Don't think that he is like us. It is the conclusion. Just like these rascals, they think that because Krishna appeared as a human being, I am also God. Why Krishna shall be alone God? So I am trying to explain what is Krishna, Rishikesh. Rishikesh, then Goloka Nami. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Goloka eva nivasati. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavi. Stavijja eva nija rupataya khala. He, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto govindamadi purusam tamamaya. So our worship is very simple. Tamaham bhaja. We worship that Govinda. Adi purusam. Govindamadi purusam. Tamaham bhaja. We don't worship ordinary so-called rascals. We worship Govinda. How Govinda is? The Govinda's description is Brahma Samhita. That Govinda ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita. He is always in the spiritual world, which is ananda chinmaya rasa. Not this kind of ananda, chinmaya ananda. Spiritual bliss. Spiritual bliss means it is continually going on. Still, nobody is fed up. Yet you can accept any ananda in this material world. So many things. It cannot go on very long time. Suppose if I give rasagulla, one rasagulla, you can take, all very nice. Another very nice. Another nice. Then next four or five, no, I don't. Finish. Similarly, any ananda you can take, sex life, it cannot be continued. Finish. So try to understand what is chinmaya ananda. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibha. It then never ends. It goes, nabanabhayama, one after another, new. Just try to understand what is spiritual bliss. Do not... the sahajiyas, they accept this material bliss as spiritual bliss. That is called sahajiyas. Don't be sahajiyas. Try to understand according to shastra. So, Krishna is described. This is how he becomes Rishikesh. The goloka eva nivasati. He is enjoying with his associates, the cowherd's boy, the gopis, in Golokanamni Nijadham. He is enjoying that. At the same time, he is within your heart. This is Krishna. Rishikesh. He can simultaneously not only within your heart, within the atom. Andantarastham paramanuchayantarastham govindamadipurusam. Not only within your heart, but within the atom. Just imagine how many atoms there are. So Krishna is everywhere. We have to take information of Krishna from the shastra. Shastra may vacha khushyat vedanta sutra. Your eyes should be shastra, not your so-called imagination. Shastra chakhushya. Jashastra vidhimusthirja vartate kam. If you give up the direction of the shastra and manufacture your own way, jashastra vidhimusthirja vartate kam karan, as you like, then no siddhin savapnati. You will never get siddhi perfection. Never get. No siddhin sabha, no sukham, neither happiness. And what to speak of paragati, going back to home, back to earth. So shastra asakusha, everything we have to take from the shastra. Because we are blind. Now, shastra chakusha, this shastra gyan, because the spiritual master enlightens the disciple with shastra gyan, therefore, he is spiritual master. If the spiritual master blocks the disciple, then he is not spiritual master. Bluffing. No. Ajnanati milandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshur militam jena tasmai sri guraveena. This is guru. Guru means he will always enlighten the disciples. With the light of shastra. Not that he'll say, there is no need of shastra. I am incarnation, I have got a spirit, you take it. No, let it ask him. You should immediately, who has no reference to this Shastra, immediately take him as a rascal number one. This is the conclusion. Here is Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Rishikesh. We have already explained one day. Here also, again we are explaining. Rishikesh, Krishna. Krishna is there. He never leaves from Vrindavan. He is there. Why? Here also, just like we see, a very rich man, very influential man, the president, he lives in his, the queen, he sees in the Buckingham Palace. But she cannot go at the same time anywhere and everywhere. No. She is in packed up in Buckingham Palace. Krishna is not like that. Therefore he is Rishikesh. Try to understand the distinction between Krishna and others. Krishna is Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuto. Atma bhuto. This atma bhuto is Rishikesh. He is giving intelligence. The more you become purified, the more you get direct instruction from Rishikesh. This is what. So, how you can become purified? Purified means no more influenced by the modes of material nature. That is explained Gurakesha. Guruka Isha. Guruka means darkness. And Isha, when you become master of this material world, or material senses. This material world means material senses. That's all. So if you become a master of the material senses, then you become Gurakesha. The Lord John is described here as Gurakesha. Arjun, don't take Arjun that he was mistaken. No, he cannot be. How he can be? He is constantly with Krishna. How he can be misdirected? No, that is not possible. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said that Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhukar. So Guruka means darkness, Maya. So Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhukar. The darkness and light is there always, side by side. You have got experience. Here is sunlight, here is darkness. So these two things are there. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhukar, Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rodhika. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no jurisdiction of darkness or maya. Devi desha gunamai mama maya durattaya mameva ja prapadante mayame taantaram. He can become immediately out of the scope of maya if you always remain surrendered to Krishna. Maya will not touch you. Just like if you remain always in the sunshine, there is no question of night. Nowadays, it is very easy. If you simply drive your plane on the western side, you'll never get night. You just round about. Yes, it is just like it is materially possible. You drive your plane simply on the western side. Start your plane in the morning and go to the western side and don't stop it. You go on for 3, 4, as many days as you like. You'll never get night. This is practical. Similarly, if you keep always with Krishna, you are Gurakesha. You'll never get darkness. Or Maya will not touch you. This is Krishna consciousness. So try to become Gurakesh. The next verse, Krishna, Rishikesh, So he knew the sarvasvachahangridishannivishtha. Krishna is there. Krishna knows what is your purpose, what you want to do, what is your past, future, everything Krishna knows. Everything Krishna knows. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedaham samiti itani. I know everything. So, Krishna, sthapayitva. Rathottamam sthapayitva. As soon as Arjuna asked him, senaya rubhayan madde, ratha sthapayam uchyuta. Immediately he carried out the order and he knew why he wants. He wanted to see with whom I have to find my friends and relatives. He is hesitating. So why this ignorance of Arjuna? The question may be, the Krishna, Arjuna is Gurakesha. He is above this material world. How he is being affected by his so-called relatives and kinsmen? He was hesitating to fight on this principle that they are my relatives, they are my kinsmen, they are my family members. He was always thinking. Therefore Krishna knew it. So he has become so family-wise infected. But he is Gurakesh. How is this possible? He is above all these things. Yes, he is above all these things. By Krishna's desire, he is playing like that, ordinary man. Otherwise, how Bhagavad Gita will come? Krishna cannot talk with ordinary person. Krishna cannot fight with ordinary person. Even the demons, when they come, just like Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, they were joy bijoy in the Vaikuntha world. So they came here and Krishna asked them that if you become my enemy, then within 3 births you'll come back. And if you remain friend, then 7 births. So they preferred, I shall become your enemy, sir, so that I can come back again after 3 births. So why? The Krishna has all the propensities, just like we sometimes want to fight, mock fight. So in the Vaikuntha world there cannot be any fight. So because Krishna wanted to exercise his fighting spirit, he sent his devotee. He became enemy, any form. So you have to understand Krishna in that way, Rishikesha. He knows that unless Arjuna become affected family-wise, how Bhagavad Gita will be there. Therefore, although Gurakesha, Arjuna is above darkness, is still by the will of Krishna, Rishikesha, he played just like ordinary man, affected with his family affection. Therefore Krishna, in the next verse, says, Ubacha. Krishna said, my dear Partha, now you wanted to see with whom you have to fight. And here is Bhishma, Drona, and many other kings, all the descendants of Kuru dynasty, your Dhritarashtra's son. Now you see very nicely and be prepared to fight with them. So this is the explanation of Rishikesh and Gurakesh. Thank you very much.